You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
My family, God bless you. And I literally mean that. That's not one of those, like, you know, Christian hello goodbyes. God bless you. Like, I really mean it. I pray that the Lord is blessing you this day. I pray that you know God's love for you. I pray that you trust in His presence and in His plan. And I pray that you're praying, because that's the only way we can know any of it. Let's get to this. The 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 22, verses 19 through 23. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 138, verses 1 through 3, and then verses 6 and 8. Our second reading, Romans 11, verses 33 through 36. And our gospel, Matthew 16. This one's famous, verses 13 through 20. You know, I learned a really valuable lesson back when I was a teenager, and that was whoever's got the keys has got the power. And I remember when I turned 16 and I'd saved up for a car, and I was given the keys for the first time, and I went out in the car on my own for the first time, and I experienced this great sense of freedom. You know, here I was, I was on my own, completely unencumbered. I'm in my own car, which I had saved my own money. I put the gas in with my own money. And here I am driving down the street. And I felt really good about myself. And it was that first week I was getting used to going to school on my own, picking up my friends, going to practice on my own. And there was this tremendous sense of freedom. I had the keys and I had the power, until the police officer pulled me over for the first time. And then I quickly learned that I didn't just have freedom, I also had responsibility. And I also learned that my car would go far too fast for a 16-year-old. But that's a different story for a different day. The reason I bring this up, when you have the keys, you have the power. And in this gospel reading today, Jesus is going to give Peter the keys. And a lot of times people have looked back at this and they've said, look, this is not Jesus, you know, making Peter the Pope. He doesn't say you're the Pope. And he said, no, he says you're the rock. And in this reading, we have a really, really important encounter, a really important moment. So important that Jesus actually walks them all the way out to this other region of Caesarea Philippi, 20 miles away to this region. And in this region is sort of like the headquarters, the quote unquote, like the headquarters of the kingdom of this region. And he's going to go all the way out to this region to where a lot of the Israelites aren't, to have this conversation about, hey, who are they saying that I am? Who are the Israelites saying that I am? But he's also going out to this region to talk about true power and true authority. And it's really, really important, because what's happening here was foreshadowed all the way back in the time of David. In Isaiah, in the first reading, you're going to hear about this symbol of the prime minister of Israel. And the symbol of his power is, I'm going to give him a robe and a sash for his authority, and I'm going to give him the key of the house of David. Okay, so literally all the way back after David, in this time of Isaiah the prophet, we have this symbol of authority. It's going to be the robe and the sash, but it's going to be the key. And the person that holds the key is going to be the prime minister, the main minister of the region. And now we're going to fast forward, and in fast forwarding, we're going to have this moment now. And it's really important they mention David, because remember, David was sort of like this vision of the Messiah. And his son Solomon is going to build the temple, and they built Solomon's temple way back. Well, see, now you have the true Messiah, Jesus. And when he gives this responsibility to Peter, that on Peter we're going to build this rock of the church, on Peter we're going to build this forever temple, this forever church on earth. And it's so important that he's the rock, because what you have to understand is that back then a lot of people believed that literally there was like a hole that would go down to the netherworld, to Sheol, to the underworld, where the evil spirits would go, where the dead would be, and that hole that was connected to under the earth, like to the subterranean earth, that there was a hole that led out into the world, and you had to put a really heavy capstone or a rock on top of that hole to keep the evil away, to keep it inside the earth and to protect the world. And that is the rock. That is the capstone. Peter, the church, okay, the Pope, this is the rock that's going to not only protect the world from evil, but that upon which you're going to build this great forever church. And when Jesus gives the keys to Peter, he's not just giving Peter this new freedom. He's giving Peter great responsibility, as we learn from Spider-Man: to whom much is given, much is expected. Okay, with great power comes great responsibility. But what we have to understand is the foundation is not just a boulder. The foundation is this relationship. the relationship between Christ and Peter. This is the reason that he separated Peter out from the rest. This is the reason that he gave him this great authority and this great responsibility, was the depth of the relationship. And this was seen in this time when he says, "Who do you say that I am?" And all of a sudden, people start saying, "Well, some say this, some say that." You know, the other 11 start replying. Okay, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah. But Peter looks him straight in the eyes and says, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And it was that acknowledgement that not only showed that he understood something the others didn't, but that he had the boldness that some of the others didn't, but that the depth of their relationship, the intimacy of their relationship, that gave him the confidence to speak truth. And that's what we've had in our holy fathers since Peter, is that confidence to speak truth in a world that is sometimes unwilling to hear it, oftentimes unwilling to hear it. Whoever's got the keys has got the power. Now, at the parish, that might mean the woman at the front desk or the maintenance man. But the reality is, at the parish, the pastor's got the keys. He's got the power. In the big church, in our universal church, the Pope's got the keys, and he has the power. And that's a really good thing, that Christ gave that authority and that power for a reason. Because when you're building a church, it's a responsibility. My brothers and my sisters, I pray this week that we thank God for all of those popes throughout history who have led with such courage and conviction, especially our current Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. I pray that you'll pray for all of our bishops, all of our priests, all of those men who have stood in the gap again and proclaimed truth, who have built their parishes, their churches, their very lives on the rock of Christ, the church. And I pray, my brothers and my sisters, that this week we look at the responsibility that comes with being part of this family, being part of this church of living stones, and we embrace it, that we don't look at the gospel as a way to live however we want, but as a way to help people live the right way. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.